Well, we've been on parikrama today. Last night everyone got a good rest. This morning we got up early, and those of us who were up early. Then we went on parikrama this morning of Godruma Deep and Madhya Deep. We got up, attended Mangalarti, did parikrama, then went out across the bridge, Gauranga Shetu, built by the Russians over the River Ganges. We crossed the River Ganges, turned left, and continued going. Every step with mridangas playing, kartals playing, and chanting Hare Krishna, or the holy names. So, we did that by mind parikrama of Nabadeep Dham, while others were more or less at the same time, a little later than us, would have been doing it by foot. And on that journey, one of the main places today was the place of Godruma Deep. And for us in particular, it is the place where Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur chose to set up his bhajan kutir for the latter part of his manifest pastimes here. And it is a very sweet place, and right beside a huge, beautiful banyan tree. Banyan tree is regarded as a very auspicious tree mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. And until today, there is the bhajan kutir of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and the devotees, if they are fortunate, because many, many pilgrims this time coming in one place at one time, if they're fortunate, then they get the opportunity to see Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's room upstairs and his bed and chair and various actual paraphernalia that he used during his living there at Sananda Sukhada Kunja in Godruma Deep. It's a very beautiful place, and now his samadhi is there. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's samadhi is there. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's deities of Sri Sri Gaura Garadha are there. He worshipped Sri Sri Gaura Garadha, and his deities are there. When you look at the samadhi mandir, then on the our left side as we look, then the deities are in the side there. And there is also a place where Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj would, it is said that he would sit in that place and listen to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's discourses there at Surabhi Kunj. And today, it is a morning parikrama for most, late lunchtime, arriving in Narsingapalli, after going to other places including Harihara Kshetra and coming to Narsingapalli. It's a late lunchtime, but actually, lunch is served generally, year by year till now, it's been served in the mat. So from there, devotees head back generally by bus, because now there is a bus, because there's a road that goes over the bridge, and then they take prasadam in Nabadeep. In the earlier days when we were in Nabadeep, that bridge in the beginning was under construction, and maybe 1985 it was opened. 85 or 86? I think 80. Anyway, around that time it was opened. And I remember one parikrama we did this day. It was soon before the bridge was to be opened, and they made the road from Narsingapalli, also known as Devapalli, to Nabadeep, to the bridge. But the bridge was not open, so the road was not used. But they made the road, so the road was, and it was sprinkled with these tiny pebbles. And not the, only the road was sprinkled, but the side of the road, everywhere there were these pebbles, and you could not avoid walking on these pebbles, and we have bare feet, and it's hot. So the heat, the pebbles, and the road was not open, so there was no buses and no opportunity to cheat by taking, I mean cheat, by no opportunity to be practical by taking some conveyance, yukta vairagya. And I remember that was one of the most painful few kilometers of my parikrama walking in the past. Then we would come back, then come back to the mat. And devotees know Nrisimhapalli. It is very famous. It is very famous because the original deity, as confirmed by Guru Maharaj when we asked him, the original deity that was established in Satya Yuga, long, long time ago, so long ago, original deity of Nrisimhadev. And that place is beside a kund, a small lake. And that place is, it is told in the scripture, that it is where Nrisimhadev bathed, washed his paws. He had front paws. He was half lion and half man. Washed his paws and washed his mane and everything after killing Hiranyakashipu. And the deity there has Hiranyakashipu on the lap of Nrisimhadev, and Nrisimhadev ripping him apart, and Prahlad Maharaj beside him. And Prahlad Maharaj is there and in the position of making prayers to him to pacify Nrisimhadev after him being so furious and ripping apart his dad, his father. Because remember, Prahlad Maharaj was the son of Hiranyakashipu. Anyhow, description is given in Navadip Dharma Mahatmya. We read from Navadip Dharma Mahatmya this morning on these programs, and most of you here and at home, you are also reading from Navadip Dharma Mahatmya and probably have already done so for these this time. But there it is described about how around the deity of Nrisimhadev, then the devas came and made residences on earth just near to the Nrisimhadev deity. And in this way, on various hills, and Brahma and Indra and different of the devas, of the gods, the demi-gods, obviously, not supreme god is Krishna, and Nrisimhadev is one of the principal 10 avatars of Krishna, but the devas who look after the maintenance of the universe, then they made their own residences. And with the help of Vishvakarma, Vishvakarma made residences for them. So in this way, it is also known as Devapalli as well as Nrisimhapalli. And now if you take a bus, the bus stop, now as you can take a bus because there's a road. Okay, so anyway, if you take a bus, the bus stop is Devapalli. They will say Devapalli. And it is a gentle and sweet parikrama today. So, one thing we can do is that each day we are reading something and listening to something of Srila Sridhar Maharaj or Srila Gurudev and from the scripture. And so an opportunity just to take 2 or 3 minutes in our life, just a short time in the evening, because we know everybody can't understand the words of Guru Maharaj. I mean, the intonation. They understand, of course, the message, but it is intonation. But we can hear a few continuation, in fact, of what some of us who were here this morning, what we were listening to this morning, where Guru Maharaj was quoting Chinadapi Sunichina Tarore Vasihishana, and quoting this verse and saying, how this mood is inviting our progress, our upward progress in the gradation of devotion. and he was describing about, we know there is gradation of illusion and then gradation of general devotees in the sense of aspiring to come to liberation or aspiring to enter within service. But then the positive gradation in the pure world, then Srila Guru Maharaj was saying how we have to be open to the descending current, that current will take us, not to be fixed where we are, thinking, oh, this is my full identity. We must be humble, tolerant, give honor to others, but not to be self-assertive in any way. And so Guru Maharaj was giving some very sweet description like this morning. And so just to continue this, because we all get much nourishment and it is our opportunity to reach more people because it is on the film, it's being recorded. And as circumstance would have it, there are more devotees here in the evening than in the morning. So it is good for us to continue to hear some of these things directly as possible from Guru Maharaj and from Gurudev. Today is Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And from 1982. So let's just hear, he's continuing on this theme of, after quoting Trinada Pisanichina, Tarareva Seshana, continuing on this theme, for those of us who were here this morning, we heard up to this point this morning, and then Gurudev is continuing. Jai Srila Bhakti, Guru Maharaj, and Gurudev, you can say, Srila Guru Maharaj is continuing. Jai Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar, Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Jai.
Sharanagati.
Sharanagati.
He will come down to reveal himself. First, this sort of principle we have to accept. The truth is higher. I cannot force him to come to serve me, my sweet pleasure. Is higher, and of his own accord he may come to me. So with what attitude should we search after him? Mahaprabhu says, in this way you can attract him towards you, and as much as he will make himself known to you, you will be able to know that part of him. So no end. So, no necessity of conquering a kingdom. The kingdom will come himself.
No necessity of conquering a kingdom. Like assertion. The kingdom himself will come to you. This is Guru Maharaj saying.
So, no necessity of conquering a kingdom. The kingdom will come himself. Ramanujacharya says, once he had to have entered a discussion with a Mayavadi Pandit, and for 14 or 15 days continuously discussed, the hard discussion was going on. And he thought himself unfit, and he came to the temple of Balabhacharya. And he prayed, how is this, that to establish your devotion, dignity of your devotion, I fail, I am worthless. I can't defeat that Mayavadi Pandit to establish your devotion as the Supreme. So helpless am I. But after that, Ramanuja appraised that man again as pre-arranged. Whenever Ramanuja was present, that man came and submitted to him. Now I recapitulate and assimilate what you said, and I say that what you told, that is true. That is true, I submit to that. The will of Varadacharya. Varadacharya. But Varadaraj. So it is like that. The history is like that. It is not in the hand of any, within the fist of any person. It is there. Mahaprabhu, there is an art of jujutsu.
Jujutsu.
It is an art of conquering the enemy, not by force, but by negative withdrawal. So, in many places it has been done like that.
All right. So just a few minutes, because I know that everyone doesn't catch Guru Maharaj's intonation necessarily so clearly. But at the last part, then Guru Maharaj was saying that there is one art of fighting called jiu-jitsu, maybe, or jiu-jitsu?
In Russian.
Okay, it's a Japanese fighting, I think, where you defeat the enemy. The opposing party comes with their own energy, and by their own energy they become defeated, because you like step away or something this way, they with their own energy flop down. So it's something like that, that example was given. But this idea that it is not for us, for our assertion, but when he is pleased, when that plane is pleased with us, that plane will come to us. And earlier today, then Srila Guru Maharaj was saying about how everybody generally thinks that where they are is the best position in the pure service world, also we are talking about. They're thinking that where we are is the best position. But we must always be open to new promotion or new revelation coming from up to down, coming from up to take us to different tastes and different positions. And Guru Maharaj in this context was quoting that very famous verse that he and Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we can say especially Srila Govinda Maharaj has made so famous that verse, Trinadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishnana Amanina Manadina Kitanyaha Sarahari. So Guru Maharaj is giving us some extra way of seeing that the wonder of that verse, humility, tolerance, giving honor to others. All right. So are there any questions? No questions. Okay. We can read from the Sri Nabarib Dham Mahatmya, and we'll continue reading, and we're in Surabhi Kunj. So this is part of today's parikrama, and so we're simply going to read some part here from the Nabarib Dham Mahatmya. And the devotees today, they will have been walking, visiting these places, and in the different places, then hopefully finding some shade and sitting, and they will hear some of these descriptions. So we have shade, it is already night, and by the way, the moon is very bright and not yet full. We know that Purnima is the name of the full moon. Purnima means full moon, and Gaura Purnima, the appearance day of Gauranga Sunda, is the day after tomorrow. And Mahaprabhu appears when the moon rises, the sun sets and the moon rises. At that time, then that's the time when everybody is chanting, dancing and being happy. And already we are prepared that we will chant the verses that Srila Gurudev chanted year by year at that time from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of the appearance of Lord Gauranga Sunda. Those verses are in the tall, long, yellow songbook in English, and in the Russian songbook they are there too, we understand. So we'll be chanting those verses at the sunset moon rise time on Gaura Purnima, because this is the time when Mahaprabhu appeared. So today is the third day of our parikramas, visiting Godruma and Madhya Deep. And then tomorrow is the Chapahati side, quite a long parikrama, ending up at Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance place in Mamgachi. And then tomorrow evening is the Adivas. We were explaining about the Adivas. We had a special program for the Adivas, the day before, the eve of the beginning of the Navadvip Dampat Parikrama. And tomorrow evening, which means Saturday evening, it will be the eve of the appearance of Gauranga Sunda. So tomorrow evening will be a special evening, and we should all try to get ourselves ready and in the mood for Gauranga's appearance. And then the Gaura Purnima day is one of the very few days in the year where we are encouraged to fully fast. I know some of you are doing seva. If you are doing seva, you can consider. Guru Dev would give like a lime or a lemon drink, lemonade, some cordial made from the fresh lemons after around the lunchtime time for those who wanted it. Then he would give that sweetened lemon drink to keep the devotees going. But the Gaura Purnima day is one of the few days in the year where we actually in Navadvip do fast fully the whole day until Mahaprabhu's appearance, which means until that evening time, the aarti that takes place after Gauranga's appearance, and then the devotees breaking their fast with anukalpa, means with still non-grains like Ekadashi day. So they're making a full fast until that time of the appearance of Mahaprabhu. Then with Ekadashi kind of prasad, means no grains. And then it is the next day, which this year it'll be on the Monday. I mean, Sunday is Gaura Purnima, Monday is the next day. It is the Jagannath Mishra's festival, Maha Mahotsav. And that is the time when it is a feast. It is not a feast on the evening of Gaura Purnima. The devotees are taking minimum something. And in Navadvip, almost certainly it is green papaya, potatoes, and watery sago. This is the standard issue, evening prasadam on Gaura Purnima day. And then next day, then Jagannath Mishra, the father in Leela, the father of Gauranga Sunda, then he is giving a feast for all of the people, for everybody. So Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sunda appears in the evening and then the feast the next day. And that was always a big day for us all, because the devotees often are participating in distributing prasad, and thousands and thousands of people would come. Now in Navadvip we have an organized two-story prasadam hall. Upstairs it's got the built-in tables, means that it's rows where people sit, but maybe a brick and a half or 2 bricks tall. There is concrete long table, so everyone sits on the floor. They roll down long narrow mats like this, but narrow, and they roll long mat, and they sit on the floor, and then the table is at this height, and then they're distributing the leaf plates, and then on the leaf plates then the feast. But it's a very organized thing. The devotees come in the front, everybody sits down. Sitting down, then the servers come. They're serving first some bitter, then the rice, then the dal, the shak, the sabji, this. But the servers are serving in all the rows in a systematic order. And then when everyone's finished taking prasadam, they go out of the back exit. So it's a one-way street, as it were. Then there's a team that comes and with water washes down the whole thing. Then the next group come in to take prasadam. So it's a continuous distribution of prasadam throughout the whole afternoon upstairs. And downstairs is similar, but they don't have the permanent solid tables there, because downstairs is also used at other times of the year for other purposes. because it's obviously it's dry, it's inside and can be used for storage. But in earlier days, then we did not have that building. In earlier days, we didn't have the second Prasadam Hall, which is opposite the ladies' house and just behind Guru Maharaj's Bhajan Kutir. That came later, but in the earlier days especially, all of the open space everywhere outside, people would be sitting, and then the devotees from the west and from the east, but everyone who was free, then they would come to help to distribute prasadam, because you think how many people are needed for distributing, for filling the buckets with prasad from the large containers where it's been cooked since like 4 in the morning, literally from 4 in the morning, even before 4 in the morning, before the aarti, the cooks have got the fires blazing with the logs of wood, and they are preparing for the lunchtime feast. So we, the Western devotees, would be very much engaged. And I see somebody's passing messages around the room. The message is, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Okay.
Maharaj, what is Gurudev's mood during this day? What was Gurudev's mood during this day? Any advice for the devotees?
Gurudev's mood, he was always in a little anxiety that everyone will get looked after properly. This was classically Gurudev. He's looking after the guests, the pilgrims, and the local people. And especially, when, as we're talking about prasadam, that they will not run out of prasadam. That they will not run out of prasadam. And for everyone, he's obviously... He, for so many years, was the manager, as well as the secretary, as well as Guru Maharaj's dearmost servitor, etc. So for so many years, then Gurudev had that onus directly on his shoulders for managing everything and getting the right quantities, looking after everybody that's coming, etc. And then, in due course of time, he got relief, maybe 1994, onwards, that kind of time anyway, approximately, 1994, yes, maybe. Then Srila Bhakti, who became Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj, that time Vinod Prabhu, then he gave so much relief to Gurudev by taking on more and more of the responsibility of managing the festivals, managing the cooks, managing this, that and the other. But Gurudev, throughout this time and all the way through every year, he's always very concerned and himself keeping a close eye on everything, because he doesn't want anyone to go without food, but at the same time you don't want to cook massive amounts over what will be required. So he was conscious about every asset, every rupee, about all the rice, because this rice is coming from our fields, as well as before Gauropanima, from the collections. For maybe 2 months before Gauropanima, then devotees are going village by village, and they're collecting rice, collecting dal, and at other times of the year in the potato season, collecting potatoes. So in this way, you think you have 3,000, 4,000 people to feed day by day, not just one meal, but how many meals they are serving from the beginning of the Nabadeep Dham Parikrama to the end. It takes a lot of rice, a lot of dal, especially in West Bengal, where every person has a mountain of prasadam, a mountain of rice, principally, on their plate. Maybe the sabji, the vegetable, is less, smallish, but the rice and dal, that will be there. So there's a lot of experience to that and a lot of concern for that. And when sometimes it may happen that the prasadam, we understand, is going to be short, and then the cooks, really, it's amazing what they do. After doing such hot work, because it's very hot, it's all on wood fires, wood, coal, but the big fires, they're wood, they're trees that are basically going in to be burnt. Very hot work, but all credit to the cooks that in different times they've had to start again as an emergency to make more rice, more dal, when they see, oh, they're going to be short. And otherwise, Gurudev, his concern is always for the devotees, and he's always interested to hear and to see what took place with the devotees when they went out. And myself and others, we would take photographs, knowing that Gurudev wants to see them as soon as we come back. So we'd take photographs and then come and show them. Those days, we didn't have the iPads, but we did have the computer. So we'd take the little computer up and show Gurudev. And he would be happy and he'd be looking. But Gurudev's mood, Gurudev was the center. The Bengali devotees, of course, they are coming by Gurudev's name and fame and coming to see Gurudev, and the Western devotees are coming, knowing Gurudev to be carrying that very exalted banner of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Saraswati Thakur. This current, the Western devotees who came, they are generally coming with very sincere heart, very much appreciation. And Gurudev was generous, despite how busy and how many concerns for the arrangement and everything that Gurudev had. He was very generous with the devotees, with the Western devotees in particular, for making any opportunity, whatever opportunity, he felt he could, he had sufficient energy to attend, then those opportunities in the morning, after the parikrama has gone out, for those who are there, who didn't go perhaps on the parikrama, Gurudev is giving personal attention, giving darshan to those devotees. When devotees come back, they're coming up and reporting to Gurudev. And Gurudev was very, very generous, very concerned, and he was joining the parikrama by hearing of the devotees' adventures day by day. And of course, Gurudev himself led that parikrama for many years in the earlier days. Continuing what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, like you could say, inaugurated for the yearly, without fail, the annual parikrama has gone on from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's newly reviving that parikrama, which was first done by Nityananda Prabhu taking Jiva Goswami. So Gurudev, since 1947, when he came to Guru Maharaj, then he's been a key figure for all these parikramas from the early times. And we read from the 1956 Gaudiya Darshan, one of the earlier Gaudiya Darshans. Gaudiya Darshan magazine was a regular monthly magazine for 11 months in the year. Gaudiya Darshan was a monthly magazine of Sri Chaitanya Saraswatmat. And why 11 months? Because the 12th month is Gaura Purnima time, and there's just so many things going on, then it's not practical to give the necessary time and attention to publishing a magazine on that month when so many things are happening with the Gaura Purnima parikramas, the Gaura Purnima festival, and everything that's connected with that, the collection for the festival, the organization of the festival, the festivals themselves, and then afterwards, all the other things for wrapping up the festival, and then festival in Hapanya, Guru Maharaj's appearance place, which followed on. So the 1 month out of the year when there was not a regular magazine was the Gaura Purnima month, whichever month that fell on in the year. And in the Gaudiya Darshan magazine, it was started in 1955. So the next year, 1956, then Srila Govinda Maharaj put an invitation which he composed, and he put this into the Gaudiya Darshan magazine, wonderful glorification of Sri Navadip Dham that Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj was referring to the other day. Glorification of the Dham, glorification of the Parikrama. That was in the very early, one of the very early editions of Sri Gaudiya Darshan. And Gurudev's mood, well, ever concerned, ever personal, ever affectionate, ever wanting the best for the devotees. And he was concerned for everyone's welfare, and he was aware how much austerity it is to do the parakramas. And Gurudev, he actually wanted that the devotees will be comfortable in Navadvip, but after he went to the West, he also felt, oh, Navadvip, they must be feeling so much austerity to come, because the facilities through till now, they are basic. It is two beds in a room. So Gurudev was always saying to the devotees, oh, you are going to so much austerity. But for participating in Navadvip Dham Parikrama that Guru Maharaj would want, that Srila Saraswati Thakur would want, this program which is most auspicious for the devotees. So once at least in our life we should try to make that Navadvip Dham Parikrama with the devotees, and so we can relate to some of the places on the journey. But every year we should all try to participate, as we are doing each morning and in the evenings where we can, where we are reading from Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. The order of the places that are visited isn't exactly the same order that we are going to, but the places are there, and more places than I know what are the exact locations when we've been around. More places than that are mentioned in the Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. And this book, it is on the web. It's on the gaudiyadarshan.net website, and it is, or maybe gaudiyadarshan.com. Somebody can correct me. And also on scsmat.com, it is listed amongst the books, the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Under books and e-books, it's under PDF books. It's available as a PDF publication. And it is in Bengali and in English. The Bengali text is all there. Hare Krishna. And the book includes that invitation and glorification that Srila Gurudev composed in that 1956 Gaudiya Darshan. And Gurudev's mood. Gurudev was incomparable, and this time such a busy time for him. Such a busy time. Each year was busier than the year before. But of course, each year Gurudev, 1 year older in the material sense. That isn't of course, because it is a material, you know, the world where the years pass by. So the earlier days there were less people, and Gurudev was younger with little more energy in that sense. Later years, when Gurudev's energy was somewhat limited in his manifest form with age and with some, you know, difficulties of the body that come, then later he had a little less energy, but many more people coming. But Gurudev, very generous, giving his own life for the devotees. And he would come down the Adivaste and speak to the devotees. And yesterday, the equivalent of yesterday, which is Madhavendra Puri's disappearance day, he would come down and talk of Madhavendra Puri. And then tomorrow, the Adivas of Mahaprabhu's appearance, he would come and talk in public in the temple. And on, of course, we can, well, of course, we can say, on Gaura Purnima day, then morning, Gurudev is with the devotees. That day, he's with the devotees a lot because they're not going on parikrama. Nobody's going on parikrama because the parikramas end the day before Gaura Purnima, and Gaura Purnima day, we've mentioned a little bit before. If you go out, you will come back fully covered in color because that's what happens. They call it holy. But sometimes the purpose behind it, which is originating from Radha and Krishna's pastimes, the pastimes of Vrindavan, where in devotion and their color, spraying color, this, that and the other, the origin of that maybe is lost with some of the teenagers who may not know very much of the origin, but they take it as a good excuse to make anybody colored. Especially the whiter you are, the more colored you are likely to get. So it is not a good idea to go out of the temple on the Gaura Purnima day, but sometimes for service it is necessary, in which case any devotees that we ask if there's something specific that has to be done that day, that needs that they will go out, we have to very much say to them, humility, tolerance, giving honor to others. We cannot, even if something a little aggressive is coming to us with the coloring, we cannot make any aggression outwards. The devotees especially must follow that humility, tolerance and giving honor and accept the fact, just accept the fact you're going to get covered in color. So devotees generally don't go out that day. So the morning of Gaura Purnima is a little gentle, and devotees are often with Gurudev for much of the morning. And in the temple itself on Gaura Purnima day, they are reading continuously. There is a continuous program from the Mangalati time all the way through till the evening time. It is fully continuous with continuous reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita taking place. After, when everyone will normally finish after the morning program, the program doesn't end. It's a continuous reading with different devotees, different times reading throughout the day. And it is very sweet, but it's a gentle day. It's, remember, everyone is in the temple. Already the decorations are up. It's a day of chanting. Oh, often that day is also the initiations day. Yes, so in the last few years, as we say, more and more devotees have come, but more and more came for initiation too. So yes, Gaura Purnima was a gentle day, but an initiation day. And sometimes there would be many devotees for initiation. And in those later years, then Gurudev would be with the Ritvik Acharyas, that time Ritvik Acharyas, who are giving initiation on behalf of Gurudev, who are linking them to Gurudev. It's called Ritvik. And they would be doing that in their own countries where devotees cannot come. But Srila Gurudev would have them chanting beside him on beads also. Gurudev is giving the beads. They're Gurudev's disciples. But in order that for so many people there that it's not practical for Gurudev to chant on like 50 sets of beads. So, and maybe even, I don't know, more than 50 on one occasion. But I mean, sometimes there are so many devotees coming, a whole list of devotees, Western devotees, Indian devotees, all coming with some recommendation. So, Srila Janara Maharaj, Srila Goswami Maharaj, Srila Avadhoop Maharaj, Srila Ashram Maharaj, you know, Trivikram Maharaj, you know, Acharya Maharaj, each of them, they'd be sitting with Gurudev and they'd be chanting on beads. And then as they chant on beads, they put them in a, like one place. And then Gurudev, one by one, giving initiations to the devotees, with putting the beads, passing the beads. So it was a busy day, it is true, a busy day for Gurudev, though more gentle for the devotees, because it was initiations, and in the earlier part of the day, Gurudev would be meeting them after the Mangalati, meeting Western devotees in particular, would come up to him, and some of the senior Indian devotees, who like specifically catch it, rather than just coming as a, you can say a Hindu festival in that sense, that who have appreciation of Gurudev, those senior persons would come also to Gurudev. But the thousands of people, they see the Gurudev as the figurehead and they are participating in the program and seeing Gurudev from time to time when he's attending in the program and when he himself is coming around. And that in the later days was on his little electric scooter because he was not able to walk around the temple so much. And devotees are coming all up, right up until the last moment devotees arrive. Of course, it is best that everyone will come for the beginning of the parikramas, but it is a realistic world. So many devotees have businesses and jobs and everything, and they can only get a certain time off, and they're coming right up to the day before Gaurapanima. And then sadly, the day after Gaurapanima, suddenly devotees also leaving from Nabadeep because of the same reason. They've got commitments at home and so they have to return to their countries. And so quite quickly the temple empties out. The feast on Jagannath Mishra's festival, the day after Gaurapanima, is always a huge feast. But sadly, practically every year, some devotees leave that day itself, and then the next day, in the next two or three days, so many going back to their countries. And then a few days later, there is a program in Hapanya. And a program in Hapanya and a program in Bamunpara. Other programs take place for the Gaurapanima, and devotees who are still with us, then they come to those programs. And this still means it's a few buses. It takes a few buses of people. It's still quite a lot of people. But to go to Hapanya and to go to Bamunpara, we'd rent buses. It's not practical to go there with so many people otherwise. You can go by train. I've gone by train. You can go by public bus, but you can't send 300 or 400 people on a public bus. Even an Indian public bus, you can't get 400 people in. So we do have to be practical. Hare Krishna. But yes, I'm happy to be asked about Gurudev.
Our online viewers, they are sending their dandavats, so Praneshwari Didi, Jai Nitai, humble pranams from the heart. Thank you for leading the parikrama. Raseshwari Didi, dandavat pranams from Ivoti, Brazil, Haripol. Dananjay Das, dandavats. Sends his dandavats. And also Kumkum Dasi, my dandavat pranam to these holy talks, the speaker, the giver of the speaker, and the audience. And also Praneshwari Didi says, not only reading, but listening to Sri Navadvip Tham Mahatmya, you recorded as a spoken book, a treasure.
Sorry about the recordings. Many books are now spoken books, and it gives an opportunity when you're cooking, when you're driving, when you're doing other things. All right, I know our attention should be all in what we're doing, but the spoken books give us more of an opportunity often than the reading the book when we are doing other things. And I see devotees with headphones. And this way, headphones and speakers, and even the phone speakers are good enough quite often to hear when it's just yourselves and in a room. So they may be imperfectly spoken, but the message is there. And my obeisance is to you all, to each of you, and to all of those who are watching and who will watch. And really, our remembrance of Gaurapanima, it is a wonderful thing. It is Mahaprabhu's appearance. It's all building up day by day to Mahaprabhu's appearance. And if Mahaprabhu had not come, where would we all be? We would be lost in the world. So, and still in this world, you see how few in percentage-wise of devotees compared with the outside regular people. So please remember Gurudev's advice that he said repeatedly in different ways, but to utilize our fortune, because it is a rare thing that we've been able to come and have appreciation of these high things. And Gauranga's appearance means, with all of his associates headed by Nityananda Prabhu, Gauranga's appearance, Nityananda's appearance, Panchatattva, all of the associates that we're reading about in Chaitanya Charitamrita, they've all come to this world to rescue the fallen souls. So we are in the fallen soul category and say, oh, here, putting up a banner that, oh, please, don't neglect us. And we've been given so much good advice of how to develop our faith and how to protect our faith, how to develop our devotion, progressive devotion, and how to protect our devotion. Receiving the Bhakti Lata, Bija, that Bija, the seed becoming the creeper becoming strong. Step by step, we've been given so much advice. We try to cover this in our classes and talks, etc. But all of this is presupposing, is all relying on the foundation of Mahaprabhu's appearance. And with Mahaprabhu, the holy name has been surcharged as the powerful medicine for this age. And then with his associates and his topmost servitors, such as Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, etc. And then we have been given so much guidance which continues to the present day through our wonderful Guru Varga. So we need to protect our devotion, make a good foundation for our devotion, and build our devotion step by step by following these practices and appreciating the wonder of the holy name, the wonder of the Vaishnavas, the wonder of the gurus in particular, and the wonder of the Vaishnavas association. So being here, it is nourishing for everybody who comes that, oh, we're with the devotees. We've got association for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, and association for our seva, whatever different categories of seva during the day. And this Gaurapanima time of the festivals, we have really association of the whole world, because everybody is joining, not only from our temple, our families, but the families now of the different branches that have come from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's trunk of the tree, the ISKCON movement, and all of the thousands and thousands of temples and hundreds of thousands of devotees worldwide. Everyone is thinking of Navadvip. Everyone has traveled there by their mind. And the quickest way to travel is not a supersonic jet, it is by mind. So we are going to these places by mind. Jai Srila Bhakti Sanda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. So tomorrow is the Adivas day. And tomorrow is parikrama of after Kaladeep. Ritudeep, Janudeep, Moddadrumadeep, Rudradeep, and then back to pavilion, expression that Gurudev would use, cricket expression. I know you don't know about cricket, but in India they know about cricket. Back to pavilion means come back to the back to base. It's cricket expression for coming back to the pavilion, the clubhouse. So tomorrow, going to Champahati, and different places. Tomorrow is a beautiful walk. The first part is on the road, and after that it's through the rice fields, literally. And the parakram party is like a long serpent, a long line. And I took the video one year. I simply put the camera on the path, on beside the path, and maybe there's just a continuous video of perhaps 20 minutes, 25 minutes, I don't know how long, maybe more, I'm not sure how long. It's just a continuous video of the devotees coming along the path, because tomorrow's parikrama, it is quite a narrow path because it's bordering between the rice fields. It's not the kind of path you drive a truck along or something. And so the camera is there, and a continuous stream of devotees, and the devotees see the camera, and step by step they're chanting, and with so many faces that we know practically, we met everybody obviously, but you know, so many devotees that we know. And actually it's happy for me just to see that video. It's not, you know, it's not a like a modern, everything in the modern filming is chop, 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 change, chop, chop, chop. You know, 2 seconds on one thing, 2 seconds on another thing. Like this. It's like the camera in one place, but it just captures the happy feel of that day. And then quite a long walking tomorrow. And then ending up at Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance place, Mam Gachi. A very happy place for the devotees, because there they get lunch before coming back. Happy place for the devotees and for me. Happy place for prasadam and, of course, Vrindavan Thakur's appearance day. So appearance place. So tomorrow, we'll all over the world be reading or hearing this Navadvip Dhamma happening, joining in, remembering these pastimes, remembering Gurudev, remembering Guru Maharaj, remembering Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by whose grace we've all come, remembering Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who's given us, as we were mentioning the day before yesterday, the great importance, having given us Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, Navadvip Dham Bhavataranga, and so much about Navadvip. Jai Sri Navadvip Dham Parikrama Ki Jai. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan.
Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan.
Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Das Raghunath. Echai gosai kori charana vandan. Jaha hoite bigna nasha bishta puran. Echai gosai jamui tarada. Tasavara para renu mora panchagra. Tadira charana sevi bhakta saneva. Janame mora e avila. Echai gosai jabe braje koilaba. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korila Prakash. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pare Majjai Yaman. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriya. Hari Nam Sankirtana Kohe Narottamada. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Nitai Gora Hari bol. Nitai Gora Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Nitai Gora Hari bol. Jai Shri Giriraj Govindanju ki Jai, Jai Saprika Shri Guru Goranga Gandhava Govinda Sundarju ki Jai, Jai Shri Navadip Dham ki Jai, Shri Navadip Dham Parikrama ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Jai, Jai Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada ki Jai, and Jai Srila Om Vishnupad Srila Satchitananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki Jai, Shri Rupanuga Guru Vaga ki Jai, Shri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya ki Jai, Shri Navadvip Dham Bhavataranga ki Jai, Jai Shri Chaitanya Sarasatmat ki Jai. And by the way, I thought this evening, but we haven't done it, but sometimes after the evening aarti, it is good to read the translation of what you are singing in the evening, because that the second song, it is dedicated directly to the Navadvip deities. It's a very high, sweet, kind of exclusive bhajan, which is composed by Guru Maharaj for the evening, for our deities in Navadvip. And when we read that, reminds us of the very wonderful nature of Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna, the worship, their worship, their arati. Anyway, Jai Saprika Shishi Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundarju Ki Jai in Navadvip. We're all remembering them a lot, of course, at this time.